Joining us right now inside the world of sports, the San Diego Jewish Film Festival is coming up next week, and one of the movies should be of quite interest to sports fans and fans of sports media and sports broadcasting. It is called Glickman, and the filmmaker James Friedman is with us here on Extra Sports 1360. James, welcome to the program. Good to have you on this morning.
Thanks, Chris and Ben. I really appreciate it.
Nice having you with us, James. Talk a little bit about your project, Glickman, about one of the great radio voices of all time in the history of sports.
Do you think our listeners, Chris, know who Marty Glickman is?
I don't think enough of them do. And I think that's why this is an important film. And, James, that's why we wanted you to come on and talk about it a little bit.
It's actually one of the reasons I made the film. Many years ago, I worked for Marty. I was 17 years old, and I produced his radio show, which, by the way, was one of a bit of a groundbreaking show in the early 70s. It was one of the first all sports call-in shows in the nation at WNEW at night. And I ended up producing his show, and I didn't even know his Olympic story. I mean, most people in New York know Marty Glickman as the voice of the New York Giants in their golden years in the 1960s and in the 1950s as the voice of the New York Knicks. And he was actually, from a play-by-play standpoint, people don't understand this. Marty Glickman created radio basketball play-by-play. I mean, terminology such as the key, the lane, the mid-court stripe, and his most famous expression, swish, were all part of what he invented. And he also, when he started, radio play-by-play would say, like, you know, Smith passes to Jones, Jones passes to Isaacs, Isaacs shoots. Marty put a geography to the court, so people at home had, Bob Costas says in the film, almost this theater of the mind thing. They could hear, you know, up along the right sideline, over the Jones at the top of the key, Jones throws a bounce pass into the left corner. You visualize the game. He created all of that, and very few people who do these sports today even know it. He also went on to mentor Marv Albert, Mike Breen, Kurt Gowdy, Johnny Most, the famous Celtic announcer, and that part of his career very few people know about.
Chris, you use those terminologies on a daily basis, calling games. Very important. Now, you mentioned Bob Costas. James, who are some of the other broadcasters that you talked to and that will appear in the film?
Actually, you know, I mentioned Marty Glickman's name, and everybody opened up, not just broadcasters, but as I said, Marv Albert, there's Bob Costas, Bill Bradley's in the film, Jim Brown, Frank Gifford, Elliot Gould, Larry King, Oscar Robertson, David Stern, Jerry Stiller, I don't know if you know his story, Lou Zamperini.
I read the book.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
That's a section in the film. That was Marty's most memorable broadcast. Charlie Steiner, the Dodger announcer. It was just a who's who of the sports world just because of their love of Marty. Mike Breen, I may have left him out. And there's a portion in the film where I actually cut Marty Glickman announcing a Knick game in 1940, and then it cuts into Marv Albert in 1970, and then cuts into Mike Breen in 1990, and you completely see the tree of Marty Glickman as it goes from one person to another.
Well, the film is called Glickman, part of the San Diego Jewish Film Festival. Our guest is James Friedman, who put the documentary together. Now, we talked about the broadcasting career, Marty Glickman, but that's not even the most important, or the most interesting fact and interesting story about Marty Glickman is before he was a broadcaster, he was an Olympian.
Yes, one of the things people didn't know, Marty wasn't one of these announcers who talked about his exploits, you know, In 1935 and 36, Marty Glickman was the third fastest sprinter in the world behind Jesse Owens and Ralph Metcalf. And he became a member of the 1936 Olympic team that went to Berlin, Germany, which many people know these were called the Nazi Games. Hitler was using them as propaganda. And Hitler had this whole master race, Aryan supremacy theory. And all of the African-American black athletes were, winning every track and field event and humiliating Hitler. And then the idea of Jews standing on the winning podium, and Marty Glickman and Sam Stoller were the two Jewish athletes on the team who were going to run in the 400-meter relay. And the day of the race, they got replaced by Jesse Owens and Ralph Metcalf. Many people believe because Avery Brundage, who was the head of the U.S. Olympic team, you know, and was a known Nazi sympathizer, wanted to placate Adolf Hitler. And Marty never got a chance to run. And then, of course, World War II happened, and he never got that chance. And really, what the film is about, for me, is what happens when an 18-year-old boy's dreams are crushed by racism and prejudice. Does it ruin their lives, or do they overcome it? In Marty's case, he not only overcame it, he thrived, though the hurt of that incident never left him.
It's got to be an ultimate disappointment, you know, when you're so close to the Olympic dream and you don't get it. And as you mentioned, Louis Zamperini, and I read the book Unbroken recently, which is amazing. It tells similar stories about Olympic disappointment in that same era. Certainly, I'm very curious as to some of the comments that he had about Marty Glickman that are in the film, James.
I have to actually tell you a great Lou Zamperini story for one second. I'm a writer in Hollywood. My writing partner had decided to take a few years off after she had her second child. And I decided, I'd never made a film before, and I'm deciding whether or not to make this documentary on Marty, who I had worked for years ago. And I'm up in the air. You know, it's a big commitment. It's a little scary. I've never made a film before. And I read Marty's autobiography, and I come across this incredible story about Lou Zamperini. And you'll have to see the movie to see his story. But I call, a friend of mine calls me. He says, "What are you up to?" And I said, "Well, I'm toying with the idea of doing this documentary, but it's, you know, a big undertaking to make a film by myself." And I proceed to tell him the Lou Zamperini story, and he says, "Are you sitting down?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Lou Zamperini's my next-door neighbor." I said, "I'm making this film." And I did, and Lou was my first interview.
Wow. Well, the story of Marty Glickman is one that is just remarkable, and it's told in this documentary by James Friedman. It's called Glickman. It's part of the San Diego Jewish Film Festival. How can people see the film? When is it going to be coming out, James, and how can we go see it?
You can see it this Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Family JCC in La Jolla. And then next year, Martin Scorsese will be releasing the film through his company at HBO, after a New York, L.A. theatrical run.
And we've got some tickets you've made available to give
yes.
away. So why don't we throw that open now? If you're interested, call 570-1360. We'll get you on the will call list with passes for Tuesday night's screening in La Jolla of Glickman. 570-1360 if you'd like to win a pair of tickets and go check it out. But James, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I think you got a lot of people excited about this film and learning a little bit more about the story of Marty Glickman, a great Olympian and great broadcaster and sports broadcasting pioneer.
Yes, I'll leave you with this. One of the most thrilling parts about this experience has been, this is not a film just for sports fans. In fact, more women come up to me after the screenings and tell me how touched they are by the film. So this is definitely a film guys can take their girlfriends and wives to, and they will thank them for it. I promise you.
Yeah, he's quite an American, Marty Glickman, one of the greats in the history of broadcasting, and a great Olympian as well. And James, it's time that his story be told. So I'm glad you did it, and good luck with the film. Thanks for coming on the program.
All right, if you guys show up, I'll be there, by the way, doing a Q&A. And if you guys show up, I'd love to see you.